start talking about the halachas of halachas neiros. And really, the correct way, I think, to approach the issue of halachas neiros, so it'll take us a while to get through all the halachas, is to use the five questions, the who, the what, the where, the when, and the how. So that will give us a very clear way to approach the issue. So let's start with the halachas of when. When is the proper time to light? So really, there's a few, within that category, there are many things which we have to address. What's the preferred time to light? What is the earliest a person could light? When is the latest a person could light? What are the exceptions? And how long it has to last? So all of these are questions of the time issue. What is the proper time? So let's start with, let's try and calculate what is the preferred time to light and see what we can do with that. So the Gemara says that the proper time to light is we understand the Gemara, the proper time to light is called what's something called Shkia. There's a question in the Gemara, the question in the Rishonim, what does this word Shkia mean? It's referring to, and there are three ways to understand the word Shkia. One way to understand the word Shkia is when the sun immediately goes under the horizon. This is how the Gaonim and others understand that Gemara it's referring to. As soon as the sun sets, a person should light. The Shulchan Aruch understands that it actually means when the sun completes setting, which is also known as Seisa Kachavim, which means much later, after the time of Seisa Kachavim, when the sun is fully set. There's a third understanding, which is referring to, there's a concept called Shkia Shnia. There are two steps in the process how the sun sets. It's referring to that middle time. So to apply that to America, Rav Moshe in the Tshuva calculates the Zman, which is known as the Sof Shkia, the Seisa Kachavim, is 50 minutes after sunset. The time of Shkia Shnia is about 10 minutes before that. So he says that the question will be immediately when the sun sets, 40 minutes later, or 50 minutes later, 10 minutes after that. So those are the three times which are brought in halacha. So which one should we do? So the Shulchan Aruch paskins that we wait till Seisa Kachavim. So 50 minutes after Shkia, according to the way we calculate over here, it's a little bit less than that. So Shkia is about 46 minutes, 45 minutes after Shkia is Seisa Kachavim, and that would be the proper time to light. So if sunset, I think, is about 4:50, so about 4:30, 4:35 is going to be the proper time to light. Now, the reason why the Mora says this is because this is when people were out on the streets, so people could see it, and the mitzvah of Pirsumei Nisa, the element of Pirsumei Nisa is an integral part of the mitzvah. On the other hand, during the daytime, you can't really notice the neighbors so much. So when it's dark already, you'll notice the neighbors. So you have a combination of people are outside, and you have the fact that the lights are noticeable. Now, nowadays, it's important to point out that even though we light by the window, the Iker Halakha we're lighting for the people inside of the house, as we will see as we go along. The Mora says at the time, when they used to light outside, there are still people light outside, but places where it's not safe to light outside, they lit inside the house. If it's possible to light by window, you light by window as well. So, comes along the Ramon and says that nowadays, when we're lighting inside, it's not necessary to keep these manim, but we prefer to keep these manim even nowadays, since we do light by a window. So the preferred time to light would be about according to Shulchan Aruch, would be 45 minutes after Shkia. The question is, can we find a way to fulfill both the other opinions? So the Shulchan Aruch adds some words which are important words to know. Do you have to get it exactly at the moment? Do you have a leeway? You say, okay, 5:36, you blew it. 5:35, too early, I'm sorry. 5:37, I'm sorry. No, it's not acceptable. Exactly. No, we get leeway. So how much leeway do we get? So Shulchan Aruch says, you shouldn't be ma'acher, you shouldn't be makim. You shouldn't go later, you shouldn't go earlier. So Shabur brings rayas, that's referring to, we have a 30-minute window of opportunity in both directions. So later doesn't mean you have to be 5:37, you lost your preferred time. You get 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 20 minutes. You still get you're within range of that time, within 30 minutes in each direction. So theoretically, we could come up with the following pshara. Let's say I light 25 minutes after the sun sets. So it's within my 30-minute window of after the sun actually set. It's also within 30 minutes before Seisa Kachavim. So if I hit that spot in the middle, I can fulfill all, according to Mishabur, I can fulfill all opinions. By hitting that time, which is in between, it's within 30 minutes after the sun actually sets, it's within 30 minutes before Seisa Kachavim, so according to Mishabur, I would fulfill both opinions. So that's what that the Mishnah Berurah suggests such an idea. And Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal feared Ayin and his yeshivas and became a standard in America in the yeshivas to accept this suggestion to try and get that middle spot. So if a person would light 25 minutes after Shkia, he's within 20. He's 20 minutes before 45 minutes after Shkia, which is fine. That's Eisek HaKovim. He's 25 minutes after sunset, so he's within the 30-minute window. So that's the suggestion that many people suggest. So Shkia is at 4:51, 4:52. So if a person's going to light at 5:10, 5:15, he will fulfill all opinions according to this Mishnah Berurah. So that is, according to the way we're saying the Mishnah Berurah, that is the preferred time to light. We'll talk about extending it further tomorrow, Bezalel Hashem.